Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
My name is Kian, and we are getting ready for a St. Paul food truck showdown on this week's episode of the Well-Fed Guide to Life's food truck show. And with me today is one Michael Patrick Bowman. Say hello, Michael.
Hi.
Today we're going to head on over to and we're going to check out the Meritage food truck, which appears at this point to be more of a stand outside their door, but they're serving up some pretty delicious looking crepes, and we're going to check that out. So we're going to start heading over there. And Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What do you do? Are you a jerk? Are you a nice guy?
I'm a total jerk. My name is Michael Patrick Bowman. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I don't know. What do you want to know?
What do you do? Why are you here with me today?
I'm here with you because you held a gun to my head.
For the record, that's almost entirely true.
No, I'm here today. I guess, I don't know. I've always had a pretty big interest in food. And in recent years, it's sort of taken me to a lot of different places around the city, learning as much as I can and tasting as much as I can. I also happen to have a pretty strong interest in film and photography, so the two sort of collided together, and in the last year or so I've been doing a lot of photography around the Twin Cities with different restaurants, working with Kian, your gracious host, on another project called Above the Burner. It's a little video thing that you can check online. So yeah, I don't know. He asked me to come down here and give my 2 cents.
I thought we could eat a little food, talk a little about the food a little bit, and Mike's also helped me out in the past doing some shots for Twin Cities Food Finds. He's helped me out with some photography there and given me some lessons to make me a much less crappy photographer, which is yet to be seen. He's also got his own stuff. You can find him at mpatrickphoto.com. And that being said, let's go get us some crepes.
Sure.
Let's do it. So, for the record, the featured crepe of the day, it's a pork shoulder with savory apricot sauce.
That one.
Yeah, that's what we're both going to get.
No.
Well, yeah, because we're going to talk about
different.
It. No, we're going to talk about it. And that's
no,
it. That's what they have.
Different.
No, we're not going to
do it. You can't get what I get.
I can get what you get. I'm getting what you get. And I'm going to rub it in your face for the rest of the month.
I hope she gives me a fork.
I got what you got.
I'm going to put my fork in your eye.
I got what you got. He's going to put his fork in my eye. Hi.
Hi.
Very good.
How are you?
So we'll do two of the featured crepe.
All right.
What are the greens? Spinach?
Yes, or scallions.
Scallions?
And or scallions.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do and.
And.
Yeah, let's load it up.
So we're doing a little bit of podcasting on food trucks and stuff today. You guys normally have a food truck, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Tuesdays through Fridays, noon to 2.
And where is the actual truck located? It's right here?
Here. This is the truck.
Oh, this is the truck?
Yeah.
So it's a cart kind of. Okay, so.
Figurative truck.
All right.
Figurative truck at heart.
There are quotes around the word truck.
That's
here.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we were kind of wandering around looking for the truck, and so good to let people know that you guys just kind of have the crepe stand, but man, it looks good. So how long have you guys been doing this?
We've been doing it the last few years, but I would say that really the last two it's taken off, and so we've been doing it more consistently.
Okay.
Like a few years ago, before I was here, we started doing it just like one day a week, and then it really started to pick up in popularity.
Okay.
And then the owners of Meritage imported this crepe stand from France.
And this is a French crepe
stand. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is authentique. and I was practically imported from France. I was in cooking school.
Oh, really?
I came here in France.
Nice.
And then,
Chef is from France, correct?
No, he studied, or he worked.
He did? Okay, he's not from there, though? Okay.
No, he's actually from New York.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of that French beach East Coast vibe here.
Oh.
So, have you ever eaten at Meritage before?
I have, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, I am a big fan. I was excited to get down here and check this out. And
yeah. Are you a St. Paul or Minneapolis?
I'm a Minneapolis, so trying to bridge that gap a little bit more.
But it's hard. It's like a whole different world over here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
totally is.
Yeah, I'm a Minneapolis person myself, and I know that it's kind of need a reason to come.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Meritage, though, has been a good reason for me to come over here. I've been twice now, and I am the fries and the béarnaise are pretty much crack.
Are you an oyster fan?
I am an oyster fan, and the oysters are also... you just get a pile of oysters, the fries, and the béarnaise, and you are solid.
You will have to mark your calendar then for Oyster Fest, which is coming up this summer. We had our first one last year.
Cool.
And if you like food trucks, it's kind of, I think it'd be right up your alley. Right.
Thank you.
Voila.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
And what do I owe you?
It's $9 for the two. Would you like anything to drink while you're at it?
You want
some Fanta and San Pellegrino, limonade.
I'll take a San Pellegrino.
All right.
You want that or a Perrier?
Perrier.
Excellent choices. So two of them.
Thank you.
Sorry, is that Perrier or Perrier?
Actually, it's Perrier, but that's okay.
That's the eternal question.
This is super good.
Yeah, let's go sit across the street. Quick, let's run through traffic.
What?
Let's run through traffic.
There is none.
Shh, listeners don't know.
Got hit by eight.
This looks like a good place to eat these.
Let's go sit next to that griffin.
Yes. What's up, Mr. Griffin? This is the glory of audio.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows. They can't see. Can't prove there's no griffin here.
They don't know how many griffins are here either.
There are six griffins.
Yeah.
All right, now let's dig into this bad boy and see how amazing it is, because it smells. It's one of those things. I'm not going to go to cliche smell-o-vision or audio or MP3 or whatever, but holy crap.
It smells like food.
The pork is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Mm. You know, that's the best part about crepes, I think, is that, like you were talking about earlier, I mean, it's just simple. It's quick, it's simple, it's fresh. There's nothing.
It's light. Like, you know, it's not overpowering. Like, the other ingredients are there. You can taste them.
Well, like she was saying, you know, you have the diehards that love the Nutella and stuff like that, but for my money, I'm always going to go for the sweet and savory. I mean, this little bit of sweetness with the apricot, it's not overpowering, mixed with the pork shoulder, which is, you know, a little bit salty, a little bit sweet itself. The cheese, and then that spinach actually really, really, really brightens it up. Very well-rounded.
It's very good. It's very good. That nice, though. Spinach adds that nice green flavor that you want, you know, that, you know. This is a lunch that's not going to weigh you down.
Nope.
An hour or two from now, you're not going to be regretting what you had done. You know, like there's the other truck with the duck fat fries that I want really bad, but you know, the reasonable part of me says in an hour, I'm going to be very upset about that decision. And no matter how amazing the duck fat fries are, because they're duck fat fries and they are amazing.
Well, I think you have to take the same approach, Kian, that a lot of women do to fashion. I mean, it's fashion before function. And I think it's...
For the record, Mike knows tons about women's fashion.
Food before indigestion.
You should see his heels.
This should be the parade.
This is nice. Oh, yeah, there's cheese on there, too.
Yeah.
The cheese, I think, gets a little lost. Maybe it's not necessary. But
it's textural, you know?
See, I didn't even notice. I just got to the very end of it, and I just saw it. And I was like, oh, I think it is.
I don't know. Mine,
it's like a light, it's like a slight Swiss cheese.
I think it's a Jarlsberg or something.
Well,
yeah,
very light and subtle.
I noticed it right away. I think it really helps with the texture of the pork shoulder, actually. It kind of blends it into the crepe a bit more.
That's probably true.
Whatever.
Maybe I just didn't have it until the very end. I mean, I think I got scooted towards the bottom.
Yeah.
It definitely is nice and melty.
Yeah, melty.
That's good. I'd come back for this.
Yeah, I would too. And that's saying a lot, because I don't like St. Paul.
Very few people do.
I know. It's just, we were talking about it earlier.
Unless you live in St. Paul, you tend to not much care for it.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful part of town, but
it's gorgeous.
It's just kind of a pain in the butt.
And I have been to Meritage restaurant several times, and it is...
I've never been.
Very good.
What's their oyster?
Very, very good. Beautiful. It's a beautiful oyster. They got all kinds of stuff. It's all super fresh and crisp, and, you know, they actually also serve whelks, which is something you don't find everywhere. Yeah, Meritage is great. On Sunday nights, they do a... It's $30 for three or four courses, something like that.
Okay.
It's it's really terrific. It's well done. The chef, Russell Klein, he was recently up for a James Beard Award, and I'm not certain on the status if that's been announced yet or if he's been ousted, but he's definitely worthy. He is, the food there is, it's solid. Again, it's a reason to come to St. Paul, which is saying a tremendous amount.
Yeah, there is.
So overall thoughts on your crepe experience? Give us a rundown.
Overall thoughts? I thought it was delicious. Like I said before, I thought it was, fresh, flavorful. I think it's hard to take something like apricot, pork shoulder, cheese and spinach and make it a light meal. You know, I think anyone else in that situation, or more often than not, when you describe those ingredients, you're thinking of something that, slow roasted all day. It's served on a massive plate with a beer or something like that. So as it was, I think it was delicious. I think it was, definitely refreshing and I'm just one crepe and I'm sated.
Yeah, I am also sated. That's a great word.
Yeah.
Sated. How do you feel about the Perrier? How's that make you feel? Let's talk about Perrier for a while. It goes well with your heels.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does.
It's a beautiful park, beautiful scenery.
Yeah, I think coming down to Meritage for a crepe around lunchtime during the summer is about as good of a bet as you can have, especially if you work in the area. And even if you don't, I mean, it really is. It's just a beautiful setting.
It's worth the day trip.
Yeah, I mean, if the sun is shining on your shoulders, you just walk across the street and sit in this little park across from the Landmark Center and I don't know. Yeah, just munch on some good food. It's really worth the trip, that's for sure.
So if you had any final words for Meritage, what would they be?
Well, my only experience is of the crepe stand, but I guess my final words, I don't know. Job well done.
Job well done. Those are some good words. I think if I had any words for Chef, it would be get your ass over to Minneapolis.
Yeah, but that really is the glaring issue here.
Yeah, get another cart and put it over there where I can eat you every day.
Or just move the cart you have. You're the imported cart from France. Just move that to,
it got here from France. Right. I can make it from St. Paul to Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's not so hard. I just don't understand. I mean, you can either have it in St. Paul or you can have it somewhere far
in
more
Paris.
Relevant,
Yeah.
To life.
No, it's one of two places, St. Paul and Paris.
St. Paul.
Can't be anywhere else.
It's the only two places in the world where they still have the old, like, early 1900s electrical outlets to plug into.
The truth.
That's why.
Well, I think that about signals the end of our show. And, I look forward to talking to you guys next time where we hit up another one of St. Paul's fantastic, if not legendary, food trucks.
Ready, steady, let's hit the beat.